Hi there. The word for you today is stop being so critical. In Numbers 12 and verse 11, we read the words of Aaron, "The sin we have so foolishly committed." What sin was that? Criticizing Moses. And when Miriam criticized her brother Moses because of the wife he chose, the Bible says the Lord heard it and she was smitten with leprosy. Now, maybe you grew up in a family that was forever finding fault, and now you hear that same tone in how you speak to your own kids. You can't enjoy God's blessings because you've been programmed to inspect, nitpick, and form opinions, usually negative ones. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3, verse 10, if you want to enjoy life and see happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil. Let me give you a definition of the word criticism. Here it is: dwelling upon the perceived faults of another with no view to their good. That should cause us to pause and think before we criticize. First, there's the word perceived. Often our perceptions aren't accurate. There are always circumstances we don't know or understand. Next, we come to the words dwelling upon. We're inclined to walk through life saying things like, well, that's not right, or I wouldn't do it that way. You say, Bob, I'm an analytical person. It's just how God made me, and that's fine. But the problem comes when you choose to dwell on your observations when you can't set them aside. You say, but how can I help somebody if I don't dwell on what they're doing? That's why the last part of the definition, with no view to their good, is so important. It's not wrong to dwell upon somebody's faults, provided you do it in a non-judgmental way and with a view to helping them find a solution. Does that mean it's okay to discuss it with a third party? Only if you can end the conversation by saying, let's pray about it. Keep it in confidence and try to help. And that's the word for you today.